July's a complete washout, and I'm most disappointed, to be fair. Although they said the end of August is going to be good. But, yeah, we're supposed to be getting warmer every year as the years go by. And, obviously, that's not quite the case at the moment. So, bring on global warming, maybe, eh?
You almost sound like you're blaming the Met, though.
Well, I mean, I don't know what methods that they use, but... You know, they can't really predict next week, let alone, 3 months' time, so...
Well, do you not think so? Because short-range forecasts have improved, haven't they?
Well, they certainly have, yeah, but, I don't really know.
I don't take no notice of them. I look at the weather about Friday to see what it's like for Saturday when I play golf, and that's about it. Apart from that, I don't take no notice.
Well, I'm surprised, yeah, because usually, or of late, the weather's been pretty good when they... forecast what's going to happen, so I'm quite surprised, yeah, because I remember hearing a thing on the radio and someone posed the question as to why they're getting the weather right, and they said all the new technology and stuff like that, so I am surprised they've got it wrong. Yeah, I was expecting a nice summer.
Are you disappointed? You sounded.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah, you kind of build up hopes and have a nice summer and sitting out in the back garden with a beer in the afternoon, but looks like it's not going to happen.
I think it's the best job in the world. You can get it wrong every day and still keep your job.
Weather-wise, if it's wet, it's busier. So for us, if they say it's going to be hot and dry, it's not as good for work. But we're going away to Norfolk, so we thought it was going to be hot, but it's probably not going to be as good now. So,
had you known it wasn't going to be so good, would you have gone abroad?
More than likely, yeah. Yeah.
So how do you feel about being messed around?
Well, just take it on the chin, didn't you? And it's not a surprise, is it, to be honest?
You're a very easygoing cabbie.
Oh, you've got to be, ain't you?